Greet you this morning in Jesus' precious name. Blessing to be here with you again today. Let's open our Bibles to Romans chapter 12. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy, Lord. I just ask that you'd help us, Father, to remember you, Father, in all things. Lord, help us, Lord, as we open your word. God, we just ask that you would fill us with your spirit, that you'd give us wisdom, Father, understanding, Lord. Help us, Lord, I pray, to apply your word to our lives and our hearts. Help us be faithful to you, to each other. Again, we just thank you for all that you do for us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right. Romans chapter 12. Verse 1 says, "Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship." King James says, "which is your reasonable service." Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your body a living and holy sacrifice. You know, that's pretty easy for us just to read that or to say it. But, you know, and think that maybe we're doing it because we go to church or because we do a few things, but by the mercies of God, to present your body a living and holy sacrifice. You know, that's some dedication. It's not just something that we just... You know, we get it done by just coming to church once in a while or just giving a little here or there or just doing a little something. Reminded just the little parable or the little story about the barnyard animals that loved the farmer so much. And they were out in the barnyard and they were talking and the chicken and the pig were talking and they were just appreciating how great, how much they loved their farmer. And so they just said, "Let's give him a breakfast." And the chicken said, I'll give him eggs so he can eat for breakfast." And the pig was kind of, you know, and the chicken said, "Well, why don't you give him ham and we'll give him a ham and egg breakfast." And the chicken said, "I'll gladly give eggs." And the pig was kind of quiet, and finally the chicken asked, "Why? Well, you know, what's the problem?" "Well, you can just give him eggs, but if I give him ham, that's a whole sacrifice. He'd have to lay his life down for that." And a lot of times that's the way people look at things. That, you know, it's easy for us just to give something we have every day, you know, that we can just gather up every day or something. But when it requires a whole sacrifice, it's a lot more difficult. Just the story of the woman that gave even her last food. And Jesus said, "She has given more than all of these." You know, like I said, it's easy for us to give, you know, if things are going well and everything's just great. Oh, it's easy just to give the top of what we're given. You know, we're not going to cost us anything. And it's so easy for us to live that way, to where we just give the excess of what we have. And, you know, it's not just with other people. You know, it's our lives that we give. And that doesn't mean you just go, you know, you just go out and look for somebody to help or go. It starts right at home. It starts right in the church. It starts right here. And it grows outside. But that commitment is committing ourselves to our responsibilities, committing ourselves to what we are supposed to be doing. And, you know, it's a lot of times we get ahead of ourselves and we want to go help somebody else. We want to go fix the world. We want to go take care of things outside, and we neglect the very things that we're supposed to be doing right in front of our face. You know, it's a total commitment. It's not just selling yourself to go fix somebody else or go help someone else or go do something else or go make a big splash in the world. Total commitment, it's hardest for us to make a total commitment to those we're familiar with, to those we're closest to. You know, it's easy for us to be nice, maybe, to someone outside, or to someone we just meet on the street, or someone we're come in contact with. You know, we want to make a good first impression, and we usually can, you know, about how good we are, how kind we are, and how willing to help we are. And then somebody right beside you, you know, that you work with and, or you live with, it's just pretty easy to be grouchy, pretty easy to be grumpy to them, pretty easy not to be very nice to them sometimes. Whenever, you know, that's where a full commitment comes in. It's easy for us to put on this outward show to people who don't know us very well. But it's pretty difficult just to be that same person right at home, right in church, right with the brothers the whole time. I think that's what this total commitment, you know, this is how we get to that total commitment. It's, like I said, it's easy to read. I mean, it's easy to say. But so often the time we give our little share and we think we've made a big commitment, and actually we're not even touching the surface of a total commitment. That's one of the reasons, you know, the Old Testament teaches a lot about tithes and giving tithes. And they had it set that you were supposed to give 10% of your tithes, and that was what was said. And then in the New Testament, you really don't see there's any guidance or teaching of that's what we're supposed to give. And the reason is because, you know, it would be easy for us just to give 10%. If that's all that was required. And the problem is what winds up happening is that's about how much we give, not just of money or tithes, but of our lives. We wanna be religious. We wanna give that 10%. But whenever we get to the New Testament, God doesn't want 10% of your life. Like I said, it's easy, you know, whenever we just set a 10% that's what I'm going to give. That's how much money I'm going to give God. Well, he don't want 10% of your money. He doesn't want just that 10% that's his. He wants all of you. He wants all of it. And that's where, like I said, that's where religion comes in. It's easy for us to pat ourselves on the back and go, I've gave my part. I've done my share. You know, and that transcends everything. It's easy to have that religion and give that 10%. Or even one day. You know, we can set aside one day out of the week and have it to be a holy day, a special day. And that's why that we don't just keep a day and guard one day out of the week to be different like they would have. God wants all of our life. He wants a whole commitment. Not just a religious day, one day a week. He wants us to live this life of a total commitment. I beseech you, by the mercies of God, this is not just some light thing that he's asking. I beg you, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, acceptable to God. That's what's acceptable to God. Being the person that we're supposed to be all the time. A total commitment. You know, I just think about things, you know, whenever we're in our families. You know, it's okay, we've got children. We make sure they're fed. We do the things that kind of are special or supposed to be. We make sure they go to church. But that's, you know, we can do that about 10%, you know, and probably get by. You know, you look at people that are in church, religious people, and they train their children to live religiously, and they can train them and keep them, and they can learn their religion and be right there in that 10% range. We can do that. And really just take about 10% of the effort, you know, and keep them really religious. But if we want to keep them right, where they have something to pass on, that's real, that's alive, it takes a little more effort than that. It takes all your effort. You know, we've got to know to teach them the whole way. Not just, well, we've done our religious duty and that's over. And like I said, that's so easy for us to do. We might give a little of our time. And, well, I put my time in. Let somebody else do the rest of it. Well, we've got our 10% in. Now somebody else can take care of it. I just think, you know, a lot of the younger people, you know, whenever we were coming out of the world, the most of us, you know, we had to unlearn a lot of things. You know, whenever, I remember it was a big deal. I mean, just having a television, not even having a computer where you could watch anything in the world, just a television that had 3 channels. You know, just which reality is pretty tame compared to what's going on today. I mean, they had people that regulated it, and there just wasn't a lot got by with. You know, you might see a little swear word or something once in a while or hear a little thing like that, but it was pretty tame compared to what's out there today, and it was a big deal. If someone decided they were going to get rid of their television set because they didn't want their children raised by it. You know, it was a battle. I remember in my house, I wanted rid of it. And my wife just really didn't want to. She wanted to keep it. We just wanted to keep it for a while. Well, all right. I want rid of it, but you know, I'm not going to watch it. I'm just going to stay away from it. And if you want to watch it, that's fine. Well, about a week later, we had a lightning storm. Lightning hit it, and it just blew the thing, just burned it up. Wouldn't even work anymore. And that when that lightning hit, and it had a tape recorder or something on it, and it was gone. And my wife came and said, you know, I've been thinking, maybe we need to get rid of that thing. We did. And then I remember one time, not too long after that, I'd go to work and I came home and there was a television set back in the house. And I just picked it up and I said, where'd this come from? And it came from my parents. And so I just picked it up and I wrapped the cord up and I took it over to my family and I set it down in the middle of the room and I said, I'm bringing it back in one piece this time. Next time, it'll be all over the place. And that upset people. Well, the reason I'm telling you this is it was a battle. Because that was our desire, our conviction, was to make a whole commitment here for our families. One of the sisters, we were struggling to get rid of it. You know, they wanted rid of the house, so wanted to rid of the that thing. They didn't want their children. They didn't want the influence. And so they actually, one of the sisters cut the cord, just cut the electrical cord off, so she wouldn't watch the thing. Well, her husband came home one day and here she had rewired it and taped it all back together. It was a struggle. They got rid of it. But I'm just telling you, it was a battle. These are some of the battles that your parents went through. So you could be, have what you have right now. And what reason I say this is, you know, it's so easy for us, just for you, for the young people, just to appreciate what we got and just slowly, you know, begin to accept things right back into what was left behind and wind up teaching our children a bunch of things and they've got the computer and the TV and it's just all part of life. You know, I'm not saying you got to just get rid of all of it, but I think if I had it to do over again, I wouldn't want my children seeing much of that until they got a little, you know, until it was time. That's whenever we were coming out of this, it took a whole commitment. I mean, everything that we did to even homeschooling, we don't even think about it anymore. I mean, you even hear celebrities homeschooling their children anymore. Whenever we were starting this, it was like the crazy people to do the homeschooling. It was a battle. And we would, everyone all around us, people would just think, what are you doing? You're going to make your children idiots if you homeschool them. It was a war just to do the things that we don't even think about anymore. And the reason I'm saying all of this is it's easy. We could just coast along through here with about a 10% commitment and still maintain all the religious trimmings or all the godly trimmings anyway. You have to make those same kind of commitments yourself. It takes 100% commitment for each one of you young people. You can coast by on a 10% and everything will look fine, but that's not an acceptable sacrifice for the Lord. You just well be keeping a law somewhere. Being a good person, just being, give my 10%. And one time I heard someone preached about making a commitment, and a man stood up in the church and testified and said, you know, that scared me. He said, all I want to do is get into heaven by the skin of my teeth. He wanted to do just enough just to make it to heaven. You know, all of us are going to get there by the skin of our teeth. The people that make it with 100% are going to get there by the skin of their teeth. And to just hope to get there by, I'll get there by my 10%, and just hope that's enough. That's not the attitude of 100% commitment. That's not the attitude of presenting your body a living sacrifice. I just want to do enough to get by. That isn't going to cut it. God gave his all for us. He might not have given you much, but whatever he gave you, he gave you. And it's all his in the first place. You know, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. You know, a spiritual service of worship is, you know, a lot of people go to church and put on a big show about their worship. But a spiritual service of worship is us giving our all. Giving our heart, our lives, our body and souls to the Lord. And whatever he would have us do, whatever he sets in front of us, do it all. Put your all in it. Giving you a family, put your all in it. Giving you a responsibility, put your all in it. Present your bodies, a living sacrifice. You know, sometimes things, you know, we've said it before, you know, about this total commitment, and sometimes it costs us. Sometimes people reject us. Sometimes we lose. Sometimes we lose everything. It's easy to get discouraged. And I've said it before, you know, a few years ago someone came, they were complaining about how hard it was to follow the Lord. And I just told them, I said, listen, this is a path you chose. You can leave it anytime you want. And leave it anytime you want. Because it's a choice we make. That's why we tell people and have before. I mean, there's doors all over the place. If you don't want to be here, you don't have to be. We'll be sad, but we're not going to stop anybody from leaving if they want to. This is a commitment that you make, a choice that you make to be here. This, the path that you chose, or that you're choosing, commit to it. It's well worth, Jesus is well worth serving, no matter what we have to go through in this world. Be faithful right where you're at. When we choose and there again we choose this is a choice we're making. Each one of us has that choice. The the you know, commit to it. Commit to the brotherhood. Commit to your family. Commit to the brothers. You know, it's easy for us to kind of get the attitude, well, it's just time to go to church again. You know, or, oh, I'm going to have to help again, or I'm going to have to do this again, or I'm going to have to do that again. It's so easy just to fall into that, to where, you know, it just becomes a chore to us to do what we're supposed to do. We forget that this is a lifetime commitment, and we just as well be happy in whatever it is. We chose this path. This path, the very heart of it is present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to the Lord. If you just want to be religious, there's churches all over the world that want to that'll accept 10% of your effort. 10% of your effort towards your family. 10% of your effort towards the brothers. 10% of your money. You know, I've told you before, I've gone to places, went to the Philippines and went to different places, and the preacher will come up and, you know, say, I want you to preach about tithing. You know, the people just aren't giving the way they ought to. Just, I want you to preach about tithing. And I just looked at him and I said, I don't preach to billfolds. I preach to hearts. And whenever you get a heart, you got the whole billfold, not just 10% of it. And that's the way it is with all our lives. If you want to just skim by with your family, just put in 10%. You know, on the judgment day, when the balances, I'm afraid 10% isn't going to balance the scale in your favor. When Jesus determines who's His, you know, He's not looking for performance, but He does look at commitment. He doesn't look at percentages of what you've done or the things you've done. He looks at, did you love me? Did you love the brethren? You know, it gets wearisome doing the things we do sometimes. Like I said, we can quit any time. We've chosen this path. It gets difficult. But it was pretty difficult for the Lord. You know, it cost Him His life. And it cost us ours. I think one of the neat things about that commitment was it wasn't the dying that was hard to the Lord. It was when He made that surrender. You know, He prayed the night before. Great drops of blood said, Father, not my will, but thine be done. We might not like what we see in front of us. We might not like the path that we walk on. But if we commit ourselves to the Lord, not my will, but thine be done, the dying part's easy. The living it out is easy. It's keeping ourselves committed. That thy will be done. Thy will be done. Anyway, well, present your body a living sacrifice. Like I said, you young people, you've got to make that same commitment. Just coasting by on 10% isn't going to work. It's a living sacrifice. That's what we're trying to pass on. Not just religion, but a heart of devotion to the Lord, to the brothers. One thing I just remember whenever we were first starting, we just wanted to be together. You know, it's just a blessing, and it still is. But it's easy to get on the outside of it and kind of get just, you know, then it's pretty easy just to be, not show up. Oh, it'll be all right. They'll be all right without me. But to have that desire to be with the brother, just to be faithful, dependable, loyal, you know, that loyalty to God reflects itself in the loyalty to the brothers, loyalty to your family, loyalty to those that depend on you. So, just encourage you all, there's practical ways to just let the love of God manifest itself. Anyone have anything you'd like to share? All right. Well, Lord willing, we'll meet back this evening at 6:00. God bless y'all. Heart, peace.